Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, where we highlight people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. As the youngest of five kids with three brothers who were all involved in sports, it was very natural for me, and not at all unusual, to step in when they needed an extra person on their football, baseball, or basketball team. I loved playing sports as a kid. I played softball, basketball, volleyball. Probably would have played football if they had a girls' team. My best friend growing up loved sports also, but unlike me, she came from an all-girl family. No boys, no brothers. But her dad encouraged her talents, which was awesome. Sports was such a big part of my growing up years, and I actually played well into adulthood. I played shortstop, third base, left field on a softball team till I was almost 50, on a pretty competitive women's league, and I also played on a co-ed league. I organized a co-ed volleyball team. I coached my two daughters in softball and basketball. Those were some really fun years, and I think there's just so much that kids can learn from being involved in sports. The President's Council on Sports stated that 73% of parents believe that sports benefit their child's mental health, and 88% of parents believe that sports benefit their child's physical health. And they'd be right. Participation in sports is linked to lower rates of anxiety and depression, less stress, higher self-esteem, increased cognitive performance and creativity, higher grades in school, improved bone health and weight status, reduced risk of certain diseases, and increased life satisfaction and overall quality of life. The list goes on and on. And the benefits manifest in some compelling stats, such as 95% of Fortune 500 executives participated in athletics. I think many people can agree that physical activity has so many tangible and intangible benefits. Nelson Mandela said, "Sport has the power to change the world. It has the power to inspire, it has the power to unite people in a way that little else does, and it speaks to youth in a language that they understand." Here to talk more about this in more detail is my first guest today, Quentin Prince, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance, also known as MYSA. Welcome to the show today, Quentin.
Thank you, Jill. Thanks for having me, and appreciation to Ellenbecker Investment Group for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So can you start by giving us an overview of the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance? Like, what's your mission and how it got started?
Yeah, so the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance is relatively a new organization, started in late 2018. The Greater Milwaukee Foundation had a series of conversations called On the Table. And from those conversations, one of the groups started to think about what youth sports looked like here in Milwaukee. Many of the people who participated in that discussion were youth sports organizers and nonprofit organizations, but then also there was individuals who played sports and understood the value of it. And so they were having a conversation of about what youth sports look like here in Milwaukee and how do we essentially elevate youth sports. And so from that conversation, our founding members, the Milwaukee Bucks, Bader Philanthropies, Milwaukee Kickers and America Scores Milwaukee essentially spearheaded the idea of what MYSA is now today. MYSA, the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance, is not a youth sports organization in the sense that we offer sports ourselves. We are designed to be like the intermediary or governing body of all youth sports across Milwaukee. And so when I talk to people about the organization, I'm often comparing us to organizations like the NCAA. where they are the overseers of like collegiate sports. And so that's how we kind of envision the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance as being that governing body of youth sports and being able to support and uplift youth sports. I love the quote that you shared from Nelson Mandela. That is something that I often share in many presentations and conversations because it's such a powerful statement, and it really gets you thinking about the power of sport. And so, you know, sports and youth sports in particular have the potential to contribute so much more to society than we are asking them to do, essentially. The intentional use of sports has the ability to bring people together across racial backgrounds, religious backgrounds, socioeconomic lines. You know, sport has the ability to support areas associated with public health, violence prevention, education, civic engagement, and social justice. You know, so the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance, recognizing the need for a collective reimagining of the role and the benefits of youth sports, was created to unite the youth sports community in advocacy for youth sports and youth sports as a social tool, to improve coordination between youth sports stakeholders in a sense that if you got two youth sports organizations on opposite sides of the cities, we want to make sure that they're coordinating, sharing best practices, communicating and whatnot, because sometimes we found that they also are serving the same youth. Mm-hmm. You know, if a youth is a dual sport athlete and they're playing soccer and football, they're serving the same youth, and so we want to make sure those organizations are coordinating and collaborating. Also sharing best practices, sharing research and evaluating impact, offering training and technical assistance to all youth sports organizations. What that looks like is we train all coaches and mentors in social-emotional learning, trauma-informed care, and sports-based youth development. We want them to have that foundation to kind of build off of when they're working with youth. You know, often as parents, if we are entrusting these coaches and these organizations to facilitate sports programs with our kids, we're giving you our kids. We want to make sure that you're properly prepared and trained in order to work with my kid. But then also we want to, as a whole, increase the amount of funding and resources that go to youth sports. So the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance, we're really just dedicated to empowering Milwaukee's youth through sports. You know, the mission of the organization is to provide accessible, high-quality sports programs that promote physical fitness, teamwork, life skills, and mental health. We aim to foster a supportive community where every child has an opportunity to participate in sports regardless of their background.
Wow, that's a lot all packed in there. That's a lot of good stuff. First of all, I give you the credit for that quote you gave me. So yeah, that I liked it so much, I use it at the beginning of the opening. So yes, that did indeed come from you, and it's a great quote. So I shared in the opening all the great benefits of being involved in sports. How do you at MISA promote this physical and mental well-being through sports?
So one thing we want parents and everyone to understand that sports is not something that's separate from youth development, but it's a part of it. So being involved with sports essentially allows you the opportunity to not only work on your physical health, work on your mental health, but then it has all these other benefits that kids can essentially get from playing a sport. And so we promote this by offering training opportunities, workshops and whatnot, working with our partners collaboratively to make sure that kids have access to these things. So we can make sure that they are benefiting from the things that we all know kids can benefit from sport.
Okay. And so then how do you measure your impact? Like, how do you know that what you're doing is working?
So we measure our impact through a couple different ways. Just like any, you know, educational institution or a nonprofit organization, we have metrics that we're looking at. And so we measure that by either engagement in various sports programs within, you know, what we offer, but then also our partners. Our partners include essentially any youth organization that offers sports in Milwaukee falls under our umbrella. So that's Milwaukee Recreation, the Boys and Girls Clubs. Any nonprofit small organization that offers sports falls under us. And so we measure it through, you know, surveys, the traditional ways and whatnot. But then we also leverage our national partners. So the Major League Baseball, for example, underwrites a platform for all youth sports organizations across Milwaukee called Hello Insight. And Hello Insight is that digital tool that allows us to be able to measure what the impact of our programs are. But then also we leverage our partners at local universities and colleges. And so we just sent out a survey doing research on what coalition building looks like within the youth sports community. And so those kind of things measure the impact for the organization and help provide amazing feedback to kind of steer the direction of what we're doing.
And do you have a particular impact story that you want to share regarding the success of what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. One young lady that I have highlighted recently throughout this year, her name is Violet the Warrior Princess Lopez. And so we featured her at our Girls and Women in Sports event in February. And so she is a local female boxer who is just doing tremendous things in this city and around the country. She just got back from qualifying for the USA youth boxing team. And so she, you know, has aspirations to really excel in boxing, and we have no doubt that she will go on to do great things. We're also sharing her story because we want to create 10 mini versions of her. We want to create additional youth that can hear about her story, get involved in a sport like boxing, because many kids, you know, if we offer kids the opportunity to play baseball or soccer or basketball or whatnot, we know the big three they're going to participate in. But we want to make sure that we're exposing them to everything. We might be missing out on the tremendous talent of a youth if we only expose them to those three sports.
I agree. So, I agree. Kind of like that football I was talking about. Yeah. If there was a girls' football team back when I was growing up, I probably would have participated. So maybe that's changing.
Exactly. That's our mission and focus, is to expose kids to as many opportunities as we can. I often say kids can't be what they don't see. Mm. So yeah, that's where that comes in.
Wow, that's great. Well, once a staple of childhood, organized sports are seeing fewer kids on the field, unfortunately, and more are facing barriers to entry. What's behind this downward trend and what can be done to reverse it? Well, you'll find out after a commercial break, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking again with Quentin Prince, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance, or MYSA. So organized sports, it seems, was once a very normal part of childhood. At least it was for me. But now, Quentin, you're saying that you're seeing fewer kids on the field and more kids facing barriers to entry. So what would you say is behind that downward trend, and what do you think could be done to reverse it?
Yeah, absolutely. So being a kid who grew up playing sports in the 80s and 90s, it just seemed like playing sports was something that was a part of life. It was a life passage type thing. You know, if we walked around a particular neighborhood back then and you asked a group of 10 kids how many of you play a sport, guaranteed 9 out of 10 would say they played a sport. I don't know about that 10th person, but 9 out of 10 would say they played a sport. And yes, we have unfortunately seen that there has been a decline when it comes to youth sports. The Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance in 2020 worked with the Wisconsin Policy Forum to put together a report called Above the Rim. And it detailed what, at a high level, what youth sports look like here in Milwaukee. And we got to see that, yes, there was a decline in youth sports, you know, for a number of reasons. The main reasons that we took away from that were barriers to entry, and the number one barrier was the cost. Mm. So playing youth sports, the cost of youth sports has skyrocketed exponentially.
Especially select.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Select, club, travel teams, the cost to participate in sports has skyrocketed. And so that's one of the barriers. If parents can't access youth sports, unfortunately their kids can't, you know, essentially take those benefits that they would get from youth sports. And so as an organization, we partner with other national nonprofits. One in particular is called Every Kid Sport. And that organization subsidizes youth sports fees for families, and they get to access up to $150 four times a year for their kids to participate in sports. So that's one way the Milwaukee Sports Alliance is helping to alleviate those barriers.
Nice. Well, we talked in the first segment about how you measure success. Have you experienced any challenges along the way, other than this barrier that we're talking about, obviously?
I think one of the main challenges that we faced as an organization isn't necessarily it's getting people to wrap their minds around what the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance is. More often than not, when people are talking about youth sports organizations, you're talking about, you know, those frontline people who are offering sports programs and what, and you know, I've had many conversations with parents where they'll say, well, what sports do you offer? Well, we aren't an organization that offers sports. We work in collaboration with a number of organizations that do. So trying to get them to understand what the collective and the coalition building kind of looks like, But then also, one thing I lean on is that the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance isn't a unicorn organization in the sense that it's only happening in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance actually is part of a larger group of youth sports organizations just like ours called the Coalitions for Sport Equity. And they work in different cities like Chicago and LA and Seattle and New York and Atlanta. And they operate in the same capacity to be that collective organization that's bringing people together, bringing people to sport, working on legislation to get, you know, funding for sports organizations and funding in schools so they can participate in sport and play.
Wonderful. Well, as I said in the first segment, I grew up with three brothers, so it was very natural, I think, to participate in sports like they did. But my bestie at the time had no brothers, and but she had a father, and he was a big advocate for her. He encouraged her and supported her. How, Quentin, do you support keeping young girls involved in sports?
Yeah, that is definitely one of our key initiatives. We know from the data that we see that girls tend to stop participating in sports like right after middle school, around that age. And unfortunately, we see a huge decline there. And so we want to make sure that, you know, girls have the opportunity to continue and play in sports that they love and they want to thrive in, but then also offer them opportunities to thrive in sports that they maybe hadn't had a chance to participate in. But then, you know, we all know that representation matters. And so one of the things that the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance is doing is we are working on a women's coaches mentoring pipeline, essentially. So If a woman wants to coach at a high school level, collegiate level, or professional level, we are taking them through this training process so that they can find mentorship, find other women that are thriving in sports, build up their skill sets, build up their, you know, acumen when it comes to how you essentially coach, and provide them the resources and connections to thrive in a space. Because if young ladies can see female coaches coaching a sport they might be interested in, they're going to gravitate towards those kind of things. So representation matters.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's so important. I imagine there's lots to stay informed about, like latest trends and best practices. How do you at MISA stay informed about these things with regard to youth sports development?
Lots of late nights scrolling and Googling what's happening around the country.
Okay.
When I got this role at Milwaukee Sports Alliance, I had already spent 20 years as an educator. And so going into sports-based youth development was a whole nother animal that I wasn't necessarily prepared for at the time. And so I had to do a lot of learning, a lot of research, and that, honestly, I enjoyed the work so much. I am always out there searching for information, searching for new trends, searching for, you know, whatever research best practices are out there so that I can not only learn this stuff myself, but then also share that information with our members. A lot of the stuff that we, when it comes to research and educating myself, comes from like the national level. You know, we are now part of a new initiative called Healthy Kids 2030, where we're trying to make sure that kids have access to sports, and we're essentially trying to impact health disparities. And so we like to see the work of MISA, obviously operate in the arena of sports, but we also like to see ourselves fall under the umbrella of public health.
Okay, interesting. Well, there's so much to unpack there, and we can never get to everything, as I say all the time, because I meet and interview so many great organizations and people representing them. But what we're here to do is plant that little mustard seed. So if you're listening today and you like what you're hearing from Quentin, you can reach out to him for more more information. But words of wisdom, Quentin, do you have anything that you want to share with people or with communities that might be looking to establish similar youth sports programs?
If you are looking to establish a youth sports program, you have to do it the right way. You have to create the structures, you have to create systems and whatnot so that not only can your organization thrive, but your participants, the people you impact, thrive. I often say that our fingerprints never fade from the lives that we touch. So if you are looking to create a youth sports organization, you are going to have a tremendous impact on a kid, and we have to make sure we're doing it the right way, which is why the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance was essentially designed. We want to make sure that sports is done right and that kids can benefit from it, because there are so many great things that come along with sports.
I agree. There again, so many tangibles and intangibles, right? Well, what would you say is your call to action for our audience today?
So our call to action would definitely be, you know, check out the Milwaukee Sports Alliance website. You know, contact us if you're looking to volunteer, support the organization financially, donating either, you know, monetarily, but then also, you know, we're getting ready to put on a used sports equipment drive. So one of the reasons that kids can't participate in sports because they, you know, the financial barrier, and if they don't have the means to, you know, buy the equipment, we want to make sure that we offer opportunities. So donate your equipment, look out for that, spread the word of what we're doing. And then find ways to partner with us. You don't have to be a youth sports organization to partner with us. We partner with everyone, you know, because youth sports impacts everything. It doesn't only impact youth sports, it impacts education, it impacts government at some level, it impacts just so many different spaces. So you don't have to be a youth sports organization to partner with us. I will be creative and find ways for you to partner with us, definitely.
Okay, wow. Well, there you go. There you have it. Right from the mouth of Quentin Prince, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance, or MYSA. Well, the goal of our show is to inform and inspire and to impact, and I think you've really done that today, Quentin. You've given us so much information, which is wonderful. I think you are an inspiration to many people, both young and old.
Thank you.
And also you're making a great impact in our community. So thank you for joining us today for the interview.
Happy to be here. Appreciate you.
You are welcome. So we've been talking with Quentin about the importance of sports in a child's life, all sports in general. In the second half of the show, we're going to be educated about a nonprofit that focuses on one particular sport that most urban kids don't have an opportunity to experience or enjoy. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after our commercial break.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Julie Conimo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and my next guest is Rachel Batt, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Tennis and Education Foundation, otherwise known as MTEF. Welcome to the show today, Rachel.
Thank you for having me. Thank you to the Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm excited.
Well, excited to hear what you've got to say. So why don't you start out by telling us, why do you do what you do?
I've been involved in a lot of different things over the course of my careers, but the one thing that's kind of stayed the same, whether it was when I was working in radio or in other youth development, was like providing these like special experiences and opportunities for people. So that's what I get to do working here.
And why Milwaukee Tennis and Education Foundation specifically?
Milwaukee Tennis and Education Foundation gives this special opportunity to play tennis. We are closing the inequity gap in this youth sport. You know, years ago when MTEF was created, the leaders had kind of looked around the city. They'd seen all these tennis courts and they had seen all these people playing, but it wasn't a lot of opportunity for the less affluent Milwaukee people to play and learn this lifetime sport. And so the beauty of tennis is that it's free of limitations. Like, you can be any gender, any physical size, any age, and you learn these skills and it gets you healthy, and it embracing that like lifestyle is so important. And so we recognize that if you provided like low cost but high level tennis programming, especially to children at an early age, and got them involved, you'd be able to really set them up for such amazing success in their life.
Wonderful. Well, what makes your program different?
There's a couple things that make us different. I think a couple of the big ones are that we're small, we're local, we're not a franchise, you know, youth program. We've been created here, we serve here, our sponsors, our volunteers, and most importantly, our kids feel that impact, that we're just like, we're a Milwaukee program. We have minimal infrastructure. I'm the only full-time employee for the organization, and so almost all the funds go towards these youngsters, these programs, all your money stays local. The biggest one is that we use tennis as the vector, right? Like, we're using tennis. Tennis is not a sport that a lot of urban youth know about. You know, they're kind of shown basketball and football, maybe soccer, but they don't really think about tennis. And tennis is this great lifelong sport that offers so many lessons both on and off the court, but really help you to provide so many like self-confidence and self-resiliency. And we also provide a real well-rounded offering. Tennis is just merely like a piece, one component of our program. We also really focus on the education and mentoring and preparing our participants for their lives. And the last little piece I think that really makes us special is that our breadth and depth of our program. Like, it's a spot where you can really dive in, you can get really into tennis, you can play with us all the time, or you can just give it a try, put a racket in your hand and see if it's comfortable or not.
It's a great way to get your frustrations out. You just slam that tennis ball. Love it.
Yep.
From looking at your website, I see that MTEF has three main pieces to its programming efforts. So let's talk a little bit about each of those.
For sure, I would love to. We provide a pipeline of activities to help a student kind of progress through all the levels of development. And we offer three main components to our program, and they all kind of feed to and from each other. But I'm going to start with our core program, which we call TEAM, it's our school year program, and it stands for Tennis, Education, and Mentoring. So it runs from September to June, and it's weekly tennis and enrichment programming. So TEAM isn't for the kid who wants to like check a box for like an after school program, that they're just like, you know, it's somebody who has participated in tennis before, who has put a racket in their hand and really wants to take it to like the next level. A lot of those kids come from one of our other programs and they want to have a desire to learn more and get better. It maybe started years ago with an idea of it just for that TEAM was just for the kids who are like really skilled, our more high performance kids, but we've really adjusted that over the last couple of years. And now it is really for someone who is wanting to learn more about development and quality of that experience. So now we have three or four different level groups of kids who are participating. We're serving close to 80 kids during those months. And those are kids from 8 to 18. They're all kind of coming in. Over the time, we're providing them this opportunity to play tennis twice a week, and they're really developing a deeper skill and a deeper love for the game, which is really very important to us. And there's more to it than just the tennis, right? As I've said, we really care about like the education pieces, and we want to provide our players with access to more things. And so the first thing is tutoring. Academics is really important to us, and so all of our players have access to tutoring. If they need help with something, we're going to help them get a tutor, because
Nice. We
find that to be very important.
Yeah.
We also want to provide other enrichment experiences, and we kind of build those around these four pillars. One is wellness, like how to improve your physical health. Community awareness, how can they be a part of their community that they're in. Life skills, and then academics. And every year that kind of changes. We don't do the same thing year after year with everybody. A kid comes in our program, they'll stick around sometime for 8 or 10 years. So we have to keep expanding and changing the programs that we're providing.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether it's like a new workout experience that they've never had, or a financial literacy class for our older kids as they're getting ready to graduate from high school, or a cooking class, you know, these are all things. And we've taken them to the theater, be a part of the community, see what's going on locally.
Nice. Well, you also offer summer programming, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So we do, we have a summer program, and that we have, that runs from, you know, June to August. And there we provide like 8 or 9 weeks of like safe and fun, full and half day programming for youth of all abilities. So again, you're talking about kids 8 to 18. We have some opportunities for those younger kids, like the 5, 6, 7 year olds. But the summer camp to us is more about outreach. It's about introducing tennis and helping kids fall in love with the sport. So we program at all levels, and it's a perfect place for someone even brand new to just kind of like step into their tennis journey. We still have programming through the summer for kids who have been participating for longer. So, but tennis is filled with the camp is filled with the normal tennis instruction, you know, all the focusing on the fundamentals. But just like our school year program, we offer more. We weave in the life skills. We weave in the STEM, you know, with art projects and building projects. And we do some social emotional learning and things like that. But we always make sure that we also have some of that camp fun and hijinks, like a water balloon fight on a hot day. You know, camps are held in those neighborhoods. They're right there in the neighborhood parks. We're focused on the underutilized tennis courts here in Milwaukee.
Well, that sounds like fun. And again, a bit different from the school year approach. You said that there were three pieces to your programming. So what's the third piece?
That's our outreach. Our outreach piece is when is our smaller moments. Those are the moments that allow MTF to kind of be wherever we need to be, for even if it's just for a day or just for an hour. It's allowing us to put the hands and racket, you know, rackets in hands of kids who might not overly get that opportunity. With portable nets, we can be anywhere that we need to be, whether that's a gym, a playground, a school, a community center. So that also, these outreach efforts are also when we're doing like just a local community a beginner class, like through a rec department, if we're just going to do like 4 or 5 weeks of a rec class.
Okay, so I happen to think community outreach is extremely important for obvious reasons.
Yes.
Because that's what I do here. I just think it's a great way to, to make people more aware of all the great things that you do. I mean, if you're just kind of staying in your little area and nobody really knows, you know, great way to get the word out about the great work you do is by getting out there in the community. So that's wonderful. Well, we need to take a quick break, but I have a question for all you listeners to think about before we return. What do libraries and tennis have in common? Think about that, and we'll be right back after the commercial break to answer that.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm talking in our last segment today with Rachel Batt, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Tennis and Education Foundation. So our teaser question before the break was, what do libraries and tennis have in common? So Rachel, the answer is?
We have little tennis libraries. It is a new initiative from MTF. It's our way to try to make tennis more available and approachable in Milwaukee. So we have set up these little tennis libraries in 10 local tennis courts in the city. We're partnered with Milwaukee Rec and Milwaukee County Parks, and we install these little libraries, and they're filled with rackets and balls and information how to play tennis. And people can stop by and they can borrow, use, and return and get a chance to play the game.
How nice. It's kind of like those, those pop-up little libraries that are by people's mailboxes.
Yep.
For people who can't afford books for whatever reason or don't get a chance to go to the library. They can just go check out a book, replace it with another one. So people can just go take some of this tennis equipment, use it, and then return it. And
then come back again and do it again the next day. How many times do people get to a park and there's like, oh, there's a tennis court. Oh, I didn't bring my racket.
Right.
Or I don't own a racket, right? But here it is.
Wonderful.
Go ahead and try. And I think it gives someone a chance. We have information about how to play the sport in there and information about us. So if somebody wants to end up, finding out more classes for their kids, they can.
Okay. And that's called the Little Tennis Library Initiative.
Yep.
Okay. So how would a family find out about your program and get involved?
That's probably one of the greatest challenges for MTEF. We've been around for close to 50 years, but I don't think many people know about us. And so the majority of our involvement really comes from the word of mouth. It's one family gets involved, they tell another family, they tell another family. So I encourage anyone to check out our website, mtef.com, and learn more. And all of our play experiences are listed right there. So, and we keep it up to date.
Okay. And you participate in interviews like this.
Yes.
So you can get the word out. 50 years you guys have been around.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well, so what about anything new on the horizon that you might want to tell us about?
I would love to tell you about. I would love to tell you about our new outdoor home. So, Wisconsin's a really tough state to play tennis in, as I'm sure you can imagine, because of the weather. And we are, we do have outside time with spring and summer and fall, but we know the winters can be long, and we're very thankful to our friends at the Elite Sports Clubs because they let us rent courts there, and we are able to provide winter indoor tennis for our team kids. But outside, we've, through our entire existence as an organization, have kind of bounced around from tennis court to tennis court, depending on what's not being rented at the moment. And we are so excited because as of April 1st, we signed a contract with the Milwaukee County Parks to make Dineen Park our outdoor home. And so we are super excited about these. There's 5 courts there, and it really is going to allow our program to do more for its current participants, but really grow and offer more to the community.
And where is Dineen Park?
Like 69th and Vienna, right off of Appleton Avenue. It's a beautiful park, and if you've never seen it, go by. There's a lagoon, there's disc golf, there's a beautiful splash pad.
Nice.
We invite anyone to come by and take a look.
Okay. So what would you say, talking about all these things that you're involved in, what would you say is your biggest challenge facing MTEF?
I think our biggest challenge is recognition, which then parlays into financing, right? But, even though we've been around, like I said, for almost 50 years, many people don't know who we are, which is okay. We're not the Boys and Girls Club. We're not the YMCA. We couldn't do what they do. We don't have that capacity. But we want to make sure we continue to raise awareness of our program and what we provide, because we believe that anyone who plays tennis in Milwaukee should know who we are, right? So more awareness will hopefully then lead to more fundraising. More fundraising would give us the ability to grow our program because, you know, we can only provide services to the extent that we have funding for that.
Okay. Well, last question before we let you leave here. What would your call to action be for our listening audience?
I would say that if you love tennis or you believe in the power of youth development through sports, that I encourage you to get involved with MTEF. Like, we offer you fun and fundraising. So if you want to play tennis with us, come on out. We'd love to have you out on the courts with the kids and as a volunteer. Or maybe you don't play, but you'd love to help them with homework help and do some tutoring. We'd love to do that as well. And maybe that will move into you helping us raise some funds to keep the program running.
Okay, sounds great. And the contact information again?
Easiest way to find us is mtef.com.
Okay, that is very easy. MTEF as in foundation, Milwaukee Tennis Education Foundation, MTEF.com. Check them out. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Rachel Batt, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Tennis and Education Foundation, and Quentin Prince, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance. I appreciate you both sharing about the importance of sports for our young kiddos. Thanks for sharing your resources and exposing kids to something that has the power to inspire, to unite them and change the world in a way little else does, and for something that can speak to them in a language they understand, as Nelson Mandela said, right? So thanks for being here today to both of you. If you'd like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out directly to the Milwaukee Youth Sports Alliance or the Milwaukee Tennis Education Foundation. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community, like my guest today, that you think would be a great guest for the show, or if there's a particular topic that you'd like to learn more about, feel free to email me at jill@ellenbecker.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 10 to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community to learn more about the ways people and organizations are contributing to making our community a great place to live, to work, and of course, to play. You can tune in to News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, your cell phone, via the iHeartRadio app. I encourage you to visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows, or you can listen on demand. So with summer in full swing, no pun intended, I encourage you to go out and get moving, get physical in some way. It'll do your body and your mind some good. Get involved in some kind of sport, go for a bike ride, or simply go for a walk in nature. Share the information that you heard about today with someone who can benefit from the resources. Think about doing something today and in the days to come that'll make a difference for someone in some way, whether that's advocating, donating, volunteering, or coaching. Find something that works for you so you can be a blessing and give a blessing. Thanks for listening today and have a great day.